Good morning, Black Twitter. Is it a good morning for you? I hope so. If not, hop back into bed for 5 minutes and start over. I've never actually done that. I have no idea if that works, but I figure it can't help to try, right? I am proud to announce that we are one day away from celebrating the month anniversary of Good Morning Black Twitter. I hope you're excited because I have a special guest coming on the show who's gonna help me kick it up a notch. Pow in ya face. Booyah. And by the way, whether you're watching or listening to the show, subscribe and rate it. I'd appreciate it. Oh, and go on goodmorningblacktwitter.com and sign up for the newsletter. It's dope. It's free. It goes out every Saturday. So y'all, remember when we were all hopping about the bed and turning our swag on? Like that was the thing to do. Now it kind of seems like everything is a hashtag challenge. Hashtag so gone challenge. Hashtag TZMA challenge. Someone tried to get a hashtag tell me challenge going, but it didn't really pick up traction like that. If the song came out now, it'd be hashtag hop up out the bed challenge. And actually that challenge could probably still happen. There's really nothing stopping that challenge from going down. Hashtag challenge. I think I'm all challenged out, y'all. Like, I'm gonna just save my line dancing for backyard barbecues and cookouts, and I'm gonna teach the babies how to do the real running man. Hashtag teach the babies challenge. Y'all realize 90s babies aren't the babies we're dealing with anymore? 90s babies are wrapping up college. 90s babies have student loans and responsibilities now. We're dealing with the babies of 90s babies, the 2000 Twinkie babies. And in 2 years, the babies born in 2000 will be 18. Everybody's gotta get old sometime. And in all fairness to 90s babies, those 2000 babies are millennials babies. And I don't know why we were out here having babies, cause y'all know we can't afford it. Hashtag so broke challenge. Are you tweeting for anyone in particular today? Today, I'm gonna go ahead and tweet for anybody who has a pet peeve. Especially a Twitter pet peeve. Like when people respond to tweets that are 5 days old or older, peeve. Or people who don't follow you, but hop in your mentions to argue with other people who don't follow you for tweets at a time, peeve. Or when you tweet something that was obviously meant to be shared, but people just fave it instead of retweeting it, peeves. Peeves for days. If you have Twitter peeves, I tweet for you. Anywho, do you know who Lyra Galore is? I have to ask because I didn't know who she was until Rick Ross proposed to her. And then they broke up and then I almost forgot who she was again. And now she's on Iyanla's show. And all the Village Idiots are coming out. Like, I don't know what annoys me more, the Village Idiots or Iyanla Van Zandt. Well, let me backtrack a little bit. So Lyra, on Iyanla's show, said that she wishes black men would value black women more. Now, if you don't know, or you forgot, this is a woman who basically made her career out of catering to men. She was a stripper, she's a model of a certain distinction. According to her Instagram bio, she's an actress. Though to be honest, I couldn't tell you anything that she's acted in. All that to say, this is a woman who's used to making her money selling to men. The vast majority of her clients are some of the biggest rappers out there. Some of your favorite rappers, I'm sure, you know? All that jazz. So if anyone were to have a perspective on black men not valuing all black women, it would be someone in that position, yes? She would definitely have a unique take on that, you'd say. Well, your local Village Idiots hopped right onto the Twitters to at Lyra and call her all types of names. You can imagine the things that were tweeted at her. But let's read some of it verbatim, shall we? And by the way, there is no verified Lyra Galore Twitter account, just the Twitter account that's linked from her verified Instagram account. Okay, here goes. In response to Lyra Galore saying she wishes black men value black women more, black men said, "That's like a cat walking through a junkyard full of dogs asking for more respect. LMFAO, wrong job. So being a thot and bowing out at 21 is cool cause your neck icy? Cause MFs respect you as much as you respect your damn self. Hashtag fuckboy proverbs. Riddle me this. How is it men hate strippers so much when they love strippers so much? Men will spend thousands of dollars in cash, run up credit cards, destabilize their relationship with the women in their lives, all to go to strip clubs and spend money on strippers while completely hating strippers. And men are supposed to be the more logical sex? How, Sway? These village idiots don't even realize that they're proving Lyra's point by hopping in her mentions and saying all types of disrespectful stuff to her. Now mind you, if you look in Lyra's mentions, she's getting way more praise than hate, mostly from women. However, these idiots have no problem making themselves exhibits A through Z in support of Lyra's point that black men don't value black women. They don't even get it. Point soaring over their heads. But I can't tell if I'm more annoyed at them or Iyanla, because then we have her on her show saying things like, when young women begin acting out, it sets them on a path throughout their lives that reinforces the dangerous stereotype of the angry black woman. Let me deconstruct this and try to put it back together. When young women, okay, so not old women, just young women, begin acting out, so the problem isn't what caused them to react or made them angry, it's only when they start acting out that's the problem. It sets them on a path throughout their lives that reinforces the dangerous stereotype of the angry black woman. Huh? So their path, their whole path throughout their life just reinforces the stereotype? And that's what's dangerous? But that's not how this works. That's not how any of this works. First of all, stereotypes aren't stereotypes because they're true, and stereotypes aren't stereotypes because they're reinforced by marginalized people. Stereotypes are stereotypes because those who are oppressors found another way to keep marginalized people down. There is nothing marginalized people can do about stereotypes but ignore them. If you're a black woman, you have a right to be angry. You want to eat that chicken and watermelon? You eat that chicken and watermelon with glee. You gotta get at somebody for doing you wrong? Do not be afraid to speak up for yourself, because there will not be a long line of people waiting to speak up for you. Looking respectable for other folks will not save you, so you might as well be yourself and be pleased. Furthermore, how is Iyanla's issue with Lyra's drinking and lashing out that it will reinforce stereotypes? How did you skip over the whole fact that it would be harmful for Lyra, Iyanla? What in the world kind of life coach? And this is why I can't rock with Iyanla, because I think life coaches are con artists. If you really need a counselor, which a lot of people on her show seem to do, please see an actual therapist who can teach you some coping mechanisms and help you realize how your mental health is affecting your life. Not someone who's gonna completely gloss over how your drinking is harmful to tell you that it's reinforcing stereotypes. Girl, bye. Needless to say, I won't be watching Iyanla's show, but if any funny memes come out of that, please get at me and let me know. Have you ever met a life coach who wasn't full of it? Holla at me and let me know. You know, I'm open to having my mind changed. Not about Iyanla, but about life coaches in general. Get at me in the comments on goodmorningblacktwitter.com or holla at me on Twitter at GMBTShow. Let's have a discussion. This episode is over, but my work is never done. I'll see you in the tweets. Have a good morning, Black Twitter.